As more Australians start buying electric cars and setting up home energy storage systems, the lithium batteries inside them are already posing a waste problem. Two recyclers in Melbourne are currently processing thousands of batteries after two major product recalls. Amelia Turzon has this story.
At this industrial recycler in Melbourne, workers are breaking apart a metre-long battery from inside an electric car.
The battery contains about 12 banks of individual lithium batteries. They're all joined together.
Jason Zorzett heads up operations at this company, EcoBat.
This is one of the Hyundai batteries that have come in for the recall for dismantling and recycling.
Hyundai has issued a global recall on two electric cars, the Ioniq and the Kona, because of a risk of a fire when recharging. It means almost 1,000 batteries have been recalled in Australia, and Hyundai has given EcoBat the task of dealing with them.
We expected this to take a little bit longer for the electric batteries to come through. We were expecting in the next 2 to 3 years it was really starting to ramp up, although we have seen in the last 12 months we've seen a lot more electric vehicle batteries coming through.
The CSIRO projects the waste stream from electric vehicles alone could reach 180,000 tonnes in Australia by 2036. Home storage for solar energy also contains lithium-ion batteries. 33,000 of these systems are bought here every year, and the cells last about a decade. LG has recently recalled at least 5,000 of these batteries, and another recycler here, EnviroStream, is dealing with them.
Everybody recognises that this is a really big issue coming.
Libby Chaplin heads up the Battery Stewardship Council. It's an industry-led group that's tasked with organising the collecting and recycling of batteries.
There's two really critical reasons for us to deal with this waste stream. One is it has its own inherent risks. Batteries contain toxic, hazardous and flammable materials. The second reason is those battery materials are precious. We need to ensure that we're recovering those and putting them back into the remanufacturing process so that by the time we get to 2050, we haven't run out of our stocks.
Companies that sell products using these batteries aren't subject to any obligations about what should be done with them when they reach the end of their life. The consumer watchdog, the ACCC, has tasked the Battery Stewardship Council to come up with an industry code. The Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, says that cooperation is the key.
What we've found works really well with product stewardship is bringing manufacturers and bringing industry on board without a regulatory stick, if you like.
As he's learning to deal with this new waste stream, Jason Zorzett wants tough rules and he wants them soon.
I believe it should be mandatory. We can't just turn a blind eye to it and think it's going to go away.
Jason Zorzett from recycler EcoBat, ending that report from Amelia Turzon.